السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, all praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Our nasiha today focuses on Biladush Sham. Sham refers to four countries: Syria, Palestine, Jordan, Lebanon. In English, it is known as the Levant, Levant. And remember that this is blessed land. Almighty Allah speaks of it in the noble Quran. Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina. Where Almighty Allah Jalla wala speak about the miraculous nocturnal journey which Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam undertook physically, bodily, in the state of awakeness, from Makkah Mukarrama to Masjid al-Aqsa, that is known as Isra, thereafter leading the Salat for the messengers and Anbiya alayhimus salam, then the Mi'raj to the seven heavens and beyond. So remember that we, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, believe in all this. This is mentioned in the beginning of Surah Bani Israel, and this is the beginning of the 15 Juz of the Noble Quran, chapter number 17 of the Noble Quran. Nevertheless, Almighty Allah spoke of it as Barakana Hawlahu, so much barakah. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself went and visited Sham, meaning Syria. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to Palestine. So all this shows us the importance. It is Markazul Anbiya. Majority of the Anbiya and messengers were in these lands there, in Palestine and in Syria and Jordan and all these areas. So it shows that what a holy and sacred place it is. When we study the Ahadith Mubarakah, we find in Mishkat Sharif, in the ending, a whole chapter is brought on the fadail and virtues of Sham. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah has written a whole book on the manaqib and the fadail of Sham. So all these are authentic Ahadith, and it shows us Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allahumma barik lana fi shamina. Oh Allah, give us barakah in our Sham. So imagine that barakah was made. Barakah means that something is small, but yet the benefit of it is so great. So the land area might be small, but so many Anbiya messengers walked there. They were teaching, preaching there. And then the message goes on after them, Sahaba. If you just look at Sahaba, more than 1,000 of them, according to ulama, are buried in these four countries in different places. And if you just look at, you know, Palestine, you will find when you come out of Masjid al-Aqsa, Ubadah bin Samit is buried there, radiallahu anhu. Shaddad bin Aws, radiallahu anhu, is buried. In Syria, Amir Muawiyah, radiallahu anhu, is buried. And then remember that Ubay bin Ka'b, radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Bilal al-Habashi, Hazrat Abdullah bin Umm Maktum, and the list goes on and on. So these are places that we visited ourselves. And if you go and make further research, obviously, so you will find Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu is buried in Hims, and like that you will find so many others as well. So it is the land of Anbiya alayhimus salam, the land of the beloved Sahaba and companions of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the land of the Awliyaullah. Hafiz ibn Kathir of Tafsir ibn Kathir, Ibn Taymiyyah, Shaykhul Islam, and Allama Nawawi rahimahullah, one of the greatest Shafi'i scholars, they all were teaching, preaching there. So much so, Ibn Kathir, Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, are buried in the same graveyard called Maqabiru Sufiya, Maqbaratu Sufiya, in the graveyard of the Sufis. Then if you look for Awliyaullah, Subhanallah, you will find so many Awliyaullah's grave there. These are the special friends and servants of Almighty Allah, like Ibn al-Arabi and so many others and so forth. So like this ulama's name I have taken. And the greatest Awliyaullah, obviously the Sahaba radiallahu anh. Today, we, the Ummah, remember, must realize that what happened in Halab. Do we know what is Halab? Halab is that place. Remember, in 637 already, it came into the hands of the Muslims. I just give you three incidents. Today, the person who's writing the most tafsir of the noble Quran in the Arabic language, our Honorable Ustad, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, Hafizahullah, who's for more than 50 years now in Mecca, remember, he hails from Halab. If you want to know about the atrocities that carried on for the past 50 years and so forth, you need to ask such people. And then the great muhaddith and scholar, our Ustad, Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda, Rahimahullah, he passed away in Riyadh and his body was taken to Baqi and buried in Medina Munawwara. This is khidmat of hadith, what is served. All hail from Halab. Then Khattatul Quran, remember the person, the calligrapher of the Quran, Sheikh Usman Hussein Taha Hafidhullah, 87 years old, and still writing today, he's very ill, make dua for him. He wrote the Quran, not with computer and typewriter, with his own hand, 7 times. He told me personally that it takes him 3 years to write the one Quran Sharif. Today, every Quran you find in the Haram Sharif, in Makkah Mukarrama, in Majidun Nabawi, in Medina Munawwara, if you look at the back page, right at the back, you will find, وَقَدْ كَتَبَهُ الْخَطَّاتُ Usman Taha. He hails from Halab. Subhanallah, what a great contribution they made to Quran, to the Sunnah, to the Deen of Islam. This is one town, one city in Syria. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect the Muslims, destroy and decimate the enemies of the Muslims throughout the world. Then we see that in Syria, Ghouta, that is so much now in the news. Do we know who's buried in Ghouta? Sa'd bin Ubadah al-Ansari is buried there. During the Umayyad rule, it was considered as one of the most beautiful places in the world, as far as flora and fauna went, as far as the fruits and so forth. Go read our history. Remember, Muslims, we read our history so that we get more motivated for the future. We read our Islamic Muslim history so that we do not repeat the mistakes of the past in the future. We read our Islamic Muslim history because it is not written in black and white like other people's history. It is written in black and red, the black ink of the respected ulama and the red blood of the honorable shuhada, the martyrs. That is what makes our Islam so unique. Remember, the enemy tries everywhere. Today we see 7 million, 6 million of our people have become usara and refugees in different parts of the world, men, women and children. But remember, victory is ours. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself went to Syria, and in the latter days Hazrat Mahdi will also go there. Then Nabi Isa alayhi salam will descend there in Sharqi Dimashq, is mentioned in Sahih Muslim, and victory will be ours. Between there in, you know, in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, there's a place called Lud. That is where Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam will kill Dajjal and dispatch Dajjal straight to Jahannam and Hellfire. Open Mishkat Sharif, you will find a whole chapter on Dajjal and so forth. So victory will be ours. But remember, the pain we go through, the difficulty we go through, we say hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah alone is sufficient for us. Allah is the best one to take care of our affairs and matters. Ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. Ya Allah, you are our best protector. Ya Allah, you are our best helper. Rabbana la tajalna fitnatan lil qawmi dhalimin wa najjina bi rahmatika min al qawmi al kafirin. Allahumma kfinihim bima shi'it. Allahumma kfinahum bima shi'it. Allahumma inna najaluka fi nuhurihim wa na'udhu bika min shururihim. Allahumma 'alayka bi'a'da'i ad-din birahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.